Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
see, in the neighborhood, we had a white boy. His name was Billy, and Billy was the only child, and he lived with his mother and his grandmother, and they bought him every toy that was imaginable. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player, but he never saw his daddy. His daddy did never come and visit him or stay with him or anything. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times.
Why? G money. That's what you say. You say G money. He's so pretty he can kiss himself. G money. You gotta love him. Gotta love him. Oh, big booty girls run the world. You gotta love him. Gotta love him. G money. That's right. Pimp crazy. Playboy pretty. That's G money. He's pimp crazy. Playboy silly. You gotta love him. Gotta love him. Oh, yeah. Woo! You what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I want to talk about Major League Baseball. Let's talk about Major League Baseball.
Me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root, root, root for the home.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? Yeah, this is G Money Sports Report talking about Major League Baseball. Well, I think the World Series is over, and the Houston Astros won the series. I think they played 6 games, and Houston won 4 out of 6 to win the series. So they are the World Series champions in baseball. Now, let's talk about the sports report for the NFL. Let's talk about the NFL. Now, today is Monday, and go ahead. We're going to talk about Monday. All right. Well, week 8, is it week 8 or week 9, DJ? Week 9 started last Thursday. And who won the game last Thursday?
Last Thursday night was game 1 of week 9, and the Eagles beat the Houston Texans 29-17. You bet on Eagles and over, and it was Eagles and over.
Well, all right. That's a win for G Money. Okay, so let's talk about game 2 that happened on Sunday. So, game 2. On Sunday, I'm 1-0 so far. So let's see what happens the first game on Sunday.
Game 2, the Patriots beat the Colts 26-3. You got on Patriots and under, and it was Patriots and under.
Well, all right. That's a win for G-Money. That's 2 in a row. All right. Game number three.
Game number three, the Lions beat the Packers 15-9. You bet on Packers and under, but it was Lions and under.
Whoa, I can't believe that the Packers just fell apart. Oh, no, I don't know what I'm going to do with the Packers if they let the Detroit Lions beat them. That's bad news for the Packers. That means they won't make the playoffs this year. Okay, well, that's a loss for G-Money. So I'm 2-1 going into game number four.
Game number four, the L.A. Chargers beat the Atlanta Falcons 20-17. You bet on Falcons and under, and it was Chargers and under.
All right. What was the score of that game between the Chargers and the Falcons? 2017. Okay, 2017. Well, I don't know what happened with the Chargers, but they were playing in Atlanta, so maybe Atlanta wins at home. Okay, so that's another loss for G-Money. So I'm 2-2 now going into game number five.
Game number five, the Jets beat the Bills 20-17. You bet on Bills and over, but it was Jets and under.
Wow, I can't believe the Jets beat the Bills. The Bills is the second best team in the NFL next to the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, man, I can't believe the Bills got beat by the Jets. Oh, that's something. Okay, I'm 2-3 going into game number six.
Game number six, the Minnesota Vikings beat the Washington Commanders 20-17. You bet on Vikings and under, and it was Vikings. You bet on Vikings and over, but it was Vikings but under.
All right. Well, that's a win for G-Money. So I'm 3-3 now. All right. Let's go to game number seven.
Game number seven, Cincinnati Bengals beat the Carolina Panthers 42-21. You bet on Bengals and over, and it was Bengals and over.
All right. The Bengals finally got their game together. I'm glad to hear that. They had a winning game. And they scored a lot of points. So that's good. All right. Well, that's, what is that, 4-3 or 5-3?
4-3.
4-3. Yes, the win for G-Money, 4-3. Okay, let's go to game number eight.
Game number eight, Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Las Vegas Raiders 27-20. You bet on Jaguars and over, and it was Jaguars, but under.
All right. Well, I told you the Raiders weren't going to win, and I wasn't putting no money on the Raiders. So, sorry, Raiders. You got beat by the second worst team in the NFL. All right. So that's a win for me. So that's 5-3 going into game number nine.
Game number nine, the Miami Dolphins beat the Chicago Bears 35-32. A lot of three-game wins here this week. You bet on the Dolphins and over, and it was Dolphins and over.
All right. Well, that's a win for G-Money. That's 6-3. Let's go to game number 10.
Game number 10, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Arizona Cardinals 31-21. You bet on Seahawks and over. It was Seahawks and over.
Well, all right. That's a win for G-Money. That's 7-3. Let's go to game number 11.
Game number 11, Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the L.A. Rams 16-13. You bet on Rams and under, and it was Tampa Bay and under.
Oh, man. I can't believe the Rams can't beat Tampa Bay. They beat them before the playoffs last year. They won them and then they beat them in the Super Bowl. So, I don't know. Okay. Well, that's a loss for G money. So, I'm 7-4 now. 7-4. Let's go to game number 11.
Game number 12.
No. Number 12. Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs beat the Tennessee Titans 20-17, another 3-point game. You bet on Chiefs and over, and it was Chiefs, but under.
Well, all right. That's another win for G-Money. So that's 8-3. So let's go to game number 11-12.
That was game number 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's 8 wins and 4 losses. And game number 13 is tonight, Monday Night Football. The Baltimore Ravens are playing the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans, and they're giving the Saints 2.5 points.
Okay, well, I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens for the win and the over. Whatever the total points is, they're going to outscore the Saints by a lot. So I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens and the over for the win. So I got 8 wins and 4 losses right now. That's 12
right.
games. So everybody else had a bye this week?
Yeah, 6 teams had a bye this week.
How
six
many?
Six teams, which means 3 games.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm 8-4, so tonight I should be 9-4 after tonight. So we'll see what happens on Monday Night Football. So that's G Money Sports Report. For today, Monday, November 7th, 2022. All right. Well, I got a joke for you. You know, I knew a girl that had like 4 strands of hair, and she put grease on her head and combed it to the side, and she called her hairstyle Dippity-Doo. And I told her it'll dip, but it won't do. Woo-hoo! Now, why did the homeless turtle cross the road? Do you know? Do you know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. If you didn't know, now you know. Okay, DJ. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So we jumped on a train, and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around, and my teacher was walking around, pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute. I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out to the museum, and then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit, I'm lost.
I'm a... 8-figure, tailor made nigga. Quarter milli dripping up my pinky ring finger. I'm a whole knocker, big shit talker. I'm your favorite motherfucker when I kick gang, spitting my slang, banging my gang, love to let my nuts hang. I'ma blow through it, popping these bands, and spend it all like money and a thing, little mama. I'ma peace with you. No limit on my visa. Baby, I'll be Master P to you. Girl, I have you looking like Easter. Diamonds red and yellow, white and blue. I call you my mama sister, cause you love to call me Papi Chulo. You know I'm a 8-figure, tell a made nigga. Quarter milli dripping up my pinky ring finger. I'm a
G-Money.com, where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a short joke for you. It goes like this. You know, there was a little boy, and he was going to bed. So his mother sat down on his bed and listened to him say his prayers before he went to sleep. And he said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul to take. God bless my grandfather." And he went to sleep. And he woke up the next day and found out his grandfather had died of a heart attack. Oh, he was so upset. So the next night, he went to sleep, and his mother sat by his bed, and he said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. I pray... Now lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandmother." And he went to bed, and he woke up the next day and found out his grandmother had died. And then the next night, he knelt down to say his prayers. And his mother and his father were listening to him in his bed. And he said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my daddy." And he went to sleep. And his father was so nervous that when he went to work, he was very cautious. When he was driving to work, he was letting everybody pass him on the street, and he was being real cautious with people that were driving in front of him, that were taking
he was letting them go first when they got to the stop sign, and he was being very cautious when he was driving. And then when he was walking around at the job, he was being real cautious at his job, and he was walking around, and he was letting everybody go ahead of him and let him take advantage of their walking, and he let everybody go in front of him while he was going to do the things that he was going to do at work. And he came home, and he was like, "Woo, I made it all day without dying." And then his wife said, "You know, it was funny that the mailman died this morning." Now I lay me down to sleep. Oh, goodness. Yeah. All right. Well, they had three women that were put before a firing squad. They had a blonde girl, a redhead, and a brunette. And they put the brunette in front of the firing squad and asked her if she had any last words. And she said, "Nope, I don't have no last words." So they said, "Ready, aim." And she said, "Hurricane, hurricane." And everybody ran for shelter. And the brunette got away. So then the next lady, the firing squad was assembled again, and the sergeant in charge of the firing squad put this other lady in front of the firing squad, and she was a redhead. And he asked her if she had any last words. And she said, "No, I don't have no last words. Just blindfold me." And he said, "Okay." And he blindfolded her. And then he said, "Ready, aim." And she said, "Tornado, tornado, tornado." And everybody ran for shelter, and she escaped. And then the blonde lady came, and they put her in front of a firing squad. And she was listening to what the other lady said, and she was pretty confident that she knew how to say something so she could get away too. And the sergeant went up to her and asked her, "Do you have any last words?" And she said, "No, I'm fine. Just do it and get it over with." And he said, "Okay." And he said, "Ready, aim." And she hollered, "Fire, fire, fire." Oh, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Oh, shoot. Now I lay me down to sleep. I know another song, a poem that I learned in camp when I was in the Y Indian Guys. It was like early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and shot each other. Now the deaf policeman heard the noise and came and shot the two dead boys. Now, if you don't believe this tale is true, ask the blind man, because he saw it too. Ha, ha, ha. Woo! All right, DJ Papa D, let's play a song. How about something from Mystical? I feel like I want to hear a Mystical song. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I was homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime, and I'd walk around the city, and I'd go handle my business. I went to the to the plasma center, and I donated plasma twice a week, and I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans, and I did that, and I got $1 a pound. And I used to do this every day, all day long. You could always get money. So it was like cash and carry.
Make me leave me with my foot in your be cool. And don't worry about how I'm ripping, what I'm picking, what I'm flipping. This is what I do. I'm effervescing, I'm off that crescent ass. It's a full-grown German shepherd. Two better keep step. They don't mess with me, and they don't. Y'all can't catch me, and they won't. Pay yourself, sit here, throw that. My Prada for my boonabas and Donna for my baboons. You think I'm tricking? Well, I ain't tripping. I'm buying if you got nice curves for your iceberg. Bringing here, I'm not gonna like it, do something to me. Hope this indeed's a proposal, make it do something with me. Forget a dollar, girl, pick up 50. Forget that cowboy, girl, you need a real feeling. On top, the knickerbockers hurt me. I've been over, girl, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with.
Attention all your players and fans right now in the place to be.
Shake your ass.
I thought I told y'all dudes before, y'all dudes can't mess with me.
Watch yourself.
Now this ain't fun, no small booties, no sir, cause that won't pay.
Tell me what you're working with.
If you feel you got the biggest one, the mama come shake your ass.
Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with.
I think I'm on fire like I am. Talking and bullies, when I'm running up behind. Go ahead, you can die popping like nothing. A real girl don't lie, you know that you won't go back to my house. Man, right here, won't get under that dress right there. Spicy, Cajun, we're gonna have a good time, yes, yeah. Got a head on them neck raw fish. You gotta been all the way over the dance all this. Man, your business, but I know you do it way better. You're dead wrong. So if you told somebody and they make noise, you can pass by, girl. You can find yourself on the floor. It's your song. Do your thing, don't be scared. Cause you don't get served. But get mine and you don't get dirt. To make luck. Raise it up to show your D-strain. Huff, huff.
Attention all your players and pimps right now in the place to be.
Shake your ass.
I thought I told y'all dudes before, y'all dudes can't mess with me.
Watch yourself.
Now this ain't fun, no small booties, no sir, cause that won't pay.
Tell me what you're working with.
If you feel you got the biggest one, the mama come shake your ass.
Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass. Show me what you're working with.
Stop your crying, heifer. I don't need all that. Got a job for you to braid it up, pimp it back. Break them handcuffs, forget your man. Move something. And if they ask you what you're doing, say, ooh, nothing. Now we've been doing the past two something. I'm beating the stuffing up, not smooth loving. And you can bet your bottom dollar. If it's fire, you gon' holler my top. So don't act like you won't be bagging that stuff up. It's your girl just love, cause that's what you got back for. Wobble, wobble, I'm a bad way. The girl broke that thing like she making a baby. And I see that we're going to have to go to a quiet corner for just us two. Don't worry about who looking. Just keep on doing what you're doing. The brother like me going to get to work before I know the girl. Trick what's happening. Let them see. Show the world.
Attention all your players and pimps right now in the place to be.
Shake your ass.
I thought I told y'all dudes before. Y'all dudes can't mess with me.
Watch yourself.
Now this ain't fun. No small booties. No sir, cause that won't pay.
Show me what you're working with.
Got the biggest one. The mama come shake your ass.
Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, and show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, and show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, and show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, and show me what you're working with.
Thank you.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A. And he went to my dad, who was the city planner in Los Angeles, and asked him how he put a pool in the back of his house. And my daddy gave him the particulars. But, of course, they didn't think my daddy knew what he was talking about because my daddy was black. And so they went to the city hall and asked some white people that they saw. And everybody in the office was saying, go see Gerard. Go talk to Mr. Gerard because he's the one in charge of those projects. So they came and they talked to my daddy, and he told them, I told you what to do. I told you how to do it. So now just follow what I told you.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show and to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a story for you, a joke. There were two men that were taking pictures of the jungle, animals in the jungle, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took his boots off and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear. And he said, I'll run a bear. I just need to outrun your ass. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. You know, there were some ladies that decided they wanted to start their own company. And they decided they were going to be handyman around the house. So one lady put together a whole lot of flyers, and she walked through the neighborhood and passed out her flyers to everybody in the neighborhood. She gave everybody flyers saying she was a handyman and that if they had any small jobs that they needed her to do, they could just call her and she'll be glad to do the job for an inexpensive price. And so she went around and she was handing out the flyers to everybody in her neighborhood. And she caught this man getting ready to go into his house. And she gave him a flyer and told him that she was trying to start her own business and she was a handyman. And so she could do any kind of small job that he has around the house. And he said, really? He said, well, can you paint my porch for me? And she said, sure, I can paint your porch. So he said, all right. He gave her a paintbrush and a can of paint. And he said, all right, paint my porch. And he walked in the house. And his wife said, does she know the porch goes all the way around to the back of the house? And he said, well, I guess she does. She was standing on the porch when she asked me about the job. So I'm sure she knows that the porch goes all around the house. And they said, okay. Well, 3 hours later, the lady came back and she knocked on the door and she told the man she had finished with the job. And he said, okay. And he didn't even check. He just gave her the $50 and said, thank you. And she said, you're welcome. She said, by the way, it's not a Porsche. It's a Camaro. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There were three sisters that lived together in a house, and one was 96 years old. The other one was 94, and her baby sister was 92 years old. Well, the oldest sister drew a bath, and she was getting ready to get into the bathtub, and she stepped her foot in the water. But she couldn't remember if she was getting in or getting out of the bathtub. So she called her sister, and she said, sister, sister, I need your help. I can't remember if I'm getting in or getting out of the bathtub. And so her second sister said, okay, I'll come up there and I'll help you. And she started walking up the stairs. But she stopped, and she couldn't remember if she was going up the stairs or coming down the stairs. So she called her other sister, and she said, sister, sister, I need your help. And the sister was downstairs in the kitchen. She was eating breakfast, and the sisters were calling her saying, sister, sister, we need your help. And she's like, oh, I'm so glad that I haven't lost my memory like my sisters, knock on wood. At least I can remember the things that I'm doing. And the sisters was like, sister, sister, come upstairs. We need you. And she said, okay, I'll be up there in a minute. Let me answer the door first. I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, I recorded a story for the listening audience. So now I think it's time for me to play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. So DJ Papa D, if you can you play the story that I recorded for my listening audience today? And we'll be back with more of the show and some music when we return after the story.
I'm getting ready to tell you the story about a job I got when I first came out of college. It was the opportunity of a lifetime. See, my father was a zoning administrator for the city of Los Angeles, and he had an Asian secretary, which had a daughter that was the director of personnel at a stock brokerage. And that's a company that I wanted to work for, that when I graduated from college, I wanted to be a stockbroker because I wanted to deal in big finance and big money opportunities. So my father talked to his secretary, and his secretary talked to her daughter, and her daughter told my dad that if I wanted a job at the brokerage, I would have to come in and apply in person. So I said, okay, that will be fine. So I went down to downtown Los Angeles to the Broadway Plaza building, and the brokerage company was on the 31st floor of the Broadway Plaza, downtown L.A. And I walked into the personnel office, and I met my daddy's secretary's daughter, and she gave me an application and said that I had to fill it out, and I filled it out to the best of my knowledge, and I turned it in, and then she said I needed to take a typing test. And I'm like, I don't want to be a secretary. I want to be a stockbroker. And she said, well, in order to get admitted to the company, you have to pass a typing test. And I said, wow, I want to be a stockbroker, but I got to pass a typing test? Okay, how many words a minute do I have to type? And she said, you have to type 35 words a minute. So I said, okay, fine. I can type 35 words a minute. So I sat down, and she put the timer on me, and I started typing. And when the time was up, I had typed 40 words a minute. I was real proud of myself because that was like the fastest I've ever typed in my life. But I made 6 errors. So 40 words a minute minus 6 errors, which means I typed 34 words a minute. So I didn't pass the typing test. So I left, and they rescheduled me to take the typing test in another week. So I said, okay, I'll go home and I'll practice, and I'll be able to type 35 words a minute when I come back. I left, and I went home, and I practiced, and I practiced, and I practiced, and I thought I was up to about 40 words a minute, so I felt pretty good about that. And I decided that I would go back and take the typing test again. So I showed back up on the 31st floor of the Broadway Plaza, downtown L.A., to take my typing test. And I went in there, and I typed 39 words a minute. But I only have 3 errors. So that meant I typed 36 words a minute. And that's what got me my job. I was successful in passing the typing test. So now I could go to work. Now, back to my story. Bateman Eichler Hill Richards scheduled me to come in that next Monday, and they would introduce me to the department I would be working in, and it was the back office. So I walked in, and I saw all of the secretaries. They were either Asian or Filipino, and some of the clerks were men. So the vice president of the back office department was a Creole, Arnold Bouchereau, that was 300 pounds. And he wasn't very athletic, but he was a good boss. And then we had the floor manager, which was a Filipino guy. And then we had a lot of females on the floor, and we had a couple other guys. But in the stock brokerage department, where the stock brokers were, we had 85 brokers. And they had one black woman that worked as a stock broker. And that was it. All the rest of them were either white males or white females. But they had one black female broker. And so I'm thinking, well, I'm going to be the second black broker that they have. So I'm in the back office, and I'm learning how the back office works. I'm assigned a desk with the rest of the clerks, and my job was to open the mail. So I got annual reports from all of the companies that we were selling stocks and bonds for, and I received the checks because the brokerage company had bought stocks in all the companies that they were selling stocks and bonds for. And the company would issue a check to pay dividends on the stocks that they owned every 3 months. That means there was a quarterly report that issued a dividend for all of the shares of stock that you owned. So our company owning thousands of shares of stocks from thousands of companies, we would get dividends checks every 3 months that the company was in business. And so at my desk, I had all the checks. So every 3 months, the company would issue checks to pay for the dividends for the stocks that the company had bought. So I would get the checks, and I would open up the letter and pull out the check, and then I would put the check in a file with the company's name on it. And the annual report was like a big book. And it had all of the stock information, and it had all of the information for the sales report and the letters from the different stockholders. All of that was in the annual report. So I would put that in a file. And I had all of the annual reports, all of the companies that Bateman Eichler had bought stock in. And these were all companies that the company was selling stocks to the public on. They were all public-run corporations. So we had invested in all of these companies, and we were getting checks from the for the stocks that they had bought, and it may have not have been many shares of stocks. They may have only bought 10, or they may have bought 20, or they may have bought 100 shares of stock, depending on what the cost of the stock was, because some of the companies were penny stocks, and so they were selling stocks for 10 cents a share, and they had bought like $100 worth. So they got like 1,000 shares of stock. Or they bought shares for 25 cents a share, and they bought $1,000 worth. So they bought as many shares as you get for $1,000 at 25 cents a share. So it depends on how many shares that the company bought. And they would get a check every 3 months, would be a dividend payment, no matter, determined on what the stock, what the board of directors voted was a payment for the shares of stock. And we would get a percentage for the dividend checks that we got sent to the office. And I was the one opening the mail, so I would get the check. I'd be the first one to see the check, and I would put it in a file.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
We're just Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, what time is it, DJ? Let's get a time check and see if we can play another song or if I have time to do a couple more stories.
It's 4:16.
4:16? Okay.
Yep.
Well, then I'll tell one more joke, and then we can play a song, and then we can do the birthday wish. How about that? All right. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and there was a little boy that went next door to his house, and he played with the neighbor next door. It was a pretty little girl, and he had a good time. He played with her all day, and he came home at night, and he had dinner with his dad, and he told his dad he met this girl that lives next door to him, and he really liked her a lot. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her, because she's your sister. And he was like, oh, okay. So he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went across the street from his house, and he met a girl that lived across the street, and he played with her all day, and he had a good time. And he came home in the evening, and he told his daddy that he met a girl that lives across the street, and he had a lot of fun with her, and he likes her a lot. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her, because she's your sister. And he was like, what? He said, okay. So he went home. I mean, he went to bed, and he got up the next day and went across the street down to the corner and met a girl that lived on the corner, and he played with her all day. And he had such a good time, he decided he really liked her. And he came home and told his daddy that he met a girl that lived across the street down at the end of the block on the corner, and he really liked her a lot. And his father said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he was like, what? So he went to bed. He got up the next day, and he went around the corner from his house, and he met a girl that lived around the corner, and he played with her all day, and he had a lot of fun. And she was tall and slim, and she had blue eyes and blonde hair, and she wore eyeglasses, and she seemed like she was really smart. And he said when he gets older, he's going to marry her because he really liked her a lot. And he came home that night, and at dinner, he told his dad that he had met a girl that lived around the corner, and he was going to marry her. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he said, what? My sister? Wait a minute. Every girl I've met that I said I liked, you told me don't get excited about it because she's my sister. I don't know what to think. You telling me all these girls are my sisters? I can't even get a girlfriend because you're telling me all the girls that I like are my sister. I don't know what to think. Mama, mama. And his mother comes and she says, yeah, baby, what's the problem? What can I help you with? He said, Mama, every time I go out and I meet a girl and I like her, I tell Daddy that I like this girl, and he tells me don't get excited about her because she's your sister. I'm like, what am I supposed to think? I'm so confused. Can you help me, Mama? His mother said, oh, son, don't worry about what he says because, see, he really ain't your daddy. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, let's play a song before we get out of here. Let's play what song? Let's play Nipsey Hussle. Yeah, that'd be a good song. Play Nipsey Hussle. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Yeah. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up by the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my protect. I got killers to the left of me.
We just lurking on her. Ain't show no mercy on her. We just going back to back. We put a curfew on her. It was dark clouds on us, but that was perfect for us. We know you always crash and burn, but it was working for us. Let my tent to V12. Double check the details. Gotta cross my T's and dot my I's or I can't sleep well. Millions off of retail. Once again, I prevail. Knew that was over from the day I dropped my pre-sale. Hold up, let the beat build. See me in the street still. I've been fighting battles up a steep hill. They gave my road dog 12, it was a sweet deal. And I've been riding solo trying to rebuild. Look, I was riding around in the V12 with the rags in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Trying to put the water on my protect. I got killers to the left of me. Yeah, look, under no condition would you ever catch me slipping. Motorcaded shooters plus the Maybach chauffeur driven. If they catch me with it, don't send me off to prison. Judge ain't sympathizing, court don't show forgiveness. Engine in the Lambo drowning out the music. Sip Dior with the flowers, 5 gold Cubans. Champagne while I shop, hope I splurge foolish. Closing escrow twice this month, both commercial units. Damn, I wish my nigga Fast was here. How you died 30-something after banging all them years? Grammy nominated in the sign of shedding tears. All this money, power, fame, and I can't make you reappear. But I don't wipe them, though. We just embrace the only life we know. If it was me, I'd tell you to live your life and grow. I'd tell you finish what we started, reach them heights, you know. Gas the V12 to the pipe and smoke. I was riding around in the V12 with the rags in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Trying to put the water on my protect. I got killers to the left of me. Another $1 million bill, that's just some regular. See my granny on the jet, so I'll never forget. Next day we flew to Vegas with my Boomer Connect. We break bread, we ain't new to success. Blade music and best. Enterprise, take lucrative steps. Cold game, but I knew it was chess. As a youth in the set, learn the game, you a student at best. But it's a couple things you can expect. Look, just like money, no money, your shooters respect. Other shooters, we was both, don't want my crew on your neck. I'm on the freeway and the drop, it got me losing my breath. I do the dash with the blues on the deck.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stewart. Well, now the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down, and I'll see you tomorrow on Tuesday's radio show. But for today, it's time for us to acknowledge all the birthday people that are celebrating their birthday today on November 7th, 2022. So, DJ Papa D, do we have any birthdays for many of my friends or my fraternities or sorority sisters or my followers of the radio show? Any of those we can acknowledge for their birthday
cake. We're
today.
We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here's the birthdays for today.
Get off my mind.
All right.
And
November 2022. Happy birthday to Albert Horton, 62 years young. Happy birthday to my Klet Angry Owl Lavalet, who's 50 years old. Happy birthday to Marquetta Cumby Mitchell. Happy birthday to Tina K. Robinson. Happy birthday, Paulette Thomas. Happy birthday, Joseph Lane. Happy birthday, Alvin Bell. Happy birthday to Heather Garvin. Happy birthday to Robert Allen. Happy birthday to Kayla Rochelle. Happy birthday to Kedrick D. Knowles. And last but not least, happy birthday to Ahmad Powell. And that's it for birthdays for today, November 7th, 2022.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday, November 7th, 2022. I know God's blessing you with his goodness and his graciousness. And the Lord and Savior, if you believe in Jesus, you will have life after death. And you will be in the heaven celebrating eternity with God Almighty. So I want to say that I hope you get some good presents today for your birthday. I hope your friends and your family celebrate your birthday with you and treat you with the kindness that the good Lord has blessed you with. And I want to celebrate a birthday. I got a song for you. It's a birthday song, and it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May you have good things happen to you today. Today, have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. May you have a happy birthday, baby. May you have a happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday, everybody, that's celebrating their birthday on November 7th, 2022. And with that, I'll say, let us pray to our Lord and Savior for making it happy for your birthday. All right, I'll see you tomorrow for my Tuesday show. So tell a friend and spread the word.
All right, you ready?
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media.
If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
They faced each other. They drew their swords
and they shot each other. The man, big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pill. Call me the big pill. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park, on the swing, riding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I was in the 11th grade, and between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, that's right. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yo all the time. That's right, that's right.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm Dream Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on,
man. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
Well, I'm G Money, the pimp count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell